Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, increasing cloudiness, a low of 53. After Andrew Obregon again eluded police following a high-speed chase that began in Racine County last night, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth said work is underway to close off any places he might hide. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy spotted Obregon working on his truck in the parking lot of an industrial area. The chase, at speeds of over 100 miles per hour, ended when Obregon pulled into the driveway of a Kenosha County farm and into a cornfield. A search that lasted most of the night failed to flush him out. Sheriff David Beth says the search has now turned to areas Obregon is familiar with. He said he appears to be getting his kicks out of eluding capture.
Someone called in and said, "We believe he has as much of a high of eluding police in these chases as he does as the crack right now." So that is part of the thing he's kind of thriving on at this moment.
Obregon has been named as a suspect in the death of Taiwan Anderson of Kenosha, whose body was found in a town of Paris cornfield last month. Beth says it's believed Obregon and the victim met to either sell or exchange drugs. The huge Amazon Fulfillment Center in Kenosha along I-94 opened its doors to local and state officials today to officially open the facility, which has been in operation since earlier this year. Governor Walker said Amazon's decision to build in Kenosha is an example of coming together.
We're proud of the work the state was involved with, particularly with the great team at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, Mary and all the others who came together to make this happen. The city, as usual, we love coming down here for event after event. Keith, this is you and the council and your team here, Mayor, you just do an exceptional job, and it's part of a lot of synergy. You see in the last couple of years, there have been literally thousands and thousands of jobs in Kenosha and Kenosha County and in this region, and I think it's a reflection of a team effort.
Elected officials were given a tour of the 1 million square foot facility. Amazon has also constructed a 500,000 square foot sortation center in Kenosha, a total investment of nearly $250 million. Scratch a possible sidewalk maintenance fee in the city of Racine to replace the existing assessment program. The Common Council rejecting a single fee, a two-tiered fee, or just putting it on the debt service. Alderman Mike Shields called the debt service proposal a band-aid approach to something that needs more study.
We need to look at the cost. We borrow the money, and the taxpayer is going to have to pay for this in the future. So we need to be careful about what we do and think about it. So I'm not going to support this because it doesn't make sense to me, but I respect the commission for what he's trying to do. Just like we took down the lights or with the garbage cans, things change, council members change, attitudes change, so be careful what you vote for.
Alderman voted 9-3 to reject the committee of the whole recommendation for a fee, then 7-5 against putting sidewalks into the CIP budget, and finally 10-2, DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen left with a look of disbelief. Sturtevant Village Administrator Mary Coe presented her proposed 2016 budget to trustees last night, one that includes a tax increase, but she said the increase should be offset by much lower taxes in 2 years. Coe called the preparation of the budget the most difficult yet, partially because of a loss of state revenue. It includes a levy increase of 6%, which she said is needed just to maintain village services. Coe is also using $40,000 from the fund balance to balance the budget, something she said she normally wouldn't recommend. However, when the tax incremental district closes next year, the village will receive a large one-time payment and additional revenue in 2017.
The village will have the ability to adjust their levy next year once the TID closes. The value of the TID is so great that the village will be able to add additional monies to the levy for 2017. And while residents still experience a significant reduction to property taxes, when we're looking about 25-30% possibly.
Cole said the budget she presented to trustees is balanced, but she learned just hours before her presentation that the state is cutting transportation aid by 10%, so another $37,000 in cuts or additional revenue will be needed. The public hearing on the budget is scheduled for November 3rd. A Kenosha County Sheriff's deputy is facing charges of misconduct in public office and obstructing after a sting operation involving drug unit officers from Kenosha and Racine. 36-year-old Brenda Bullimore Heisel is free on a signature bond, with October 29th as her next court date. The conviction carries a maximum penalty of 18 months in prison. The charges result from a K-Dog operation in Silver Lake, from which a small amount of marijuana and some prescription pills disappeared. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.